society, and it passed to people who took over the mantle of leadership. The Besht had a son, Reb Hirsch, Reb Tzvi, who died in 1780. The Besht himself had a brother-in-law, the famous Rabbi Avraham Kitover, who emigrated to Eretz Yisrael, and who was with the Besht, one of the founders of Chassidus. The Besht had a daughter that has a famous legend in Chassidus. His daughter was Adel, and she was married to a man, Rabbi Yechiel Ashkenazi. She died. There, sometime in the decade, in the late 1880s, 1780s, I'm sorry. The Besht held her to have the powers of a Rebbe. She was like a woman Rebbe. And she gave cameos, and people came to visit her. And she was like a special person in Chassidus. And she had a daughter. His daughter, this Adel, had a son called Rabbi Boruch, who was the grandson of the Besht. And this Rabbi Boruch of Mezbizches was one of the great Hasidic leaders. But as we will see, he was outside the mainstream of Hasidus, even though he was a direct descendant. He was a very strong personality. Many of the students of the Baal Shem didn't get along with him. They had problems. We'll see that the revolution within itself had many problems and many disputes. And he was a very, very strong personality, and he was very famous. But again, the mainstream of Hasidus passed him by, so to speak, went away from him and the family of the Besht, and went to the Talmidim of the Besht. Now, at this time, and we're going to talk about it next time when we continue to trace the rise of Chassidus, a strong opposition occurred to Chassidus, very strong opposition. The Chassidim called their opponents misnagdim, those who oppose, and the implied part is those who oppose progress, or those who oppose this great new movement. Most of the opposition was centered in White Russia and Lithuania. Chassidus became enormously popular in the Ukraine, in Poland, in Galicia, later in Romania and down to Hungary. In those areas it swept the board. But most of the opposition was in White Russia and in Lithuania, and also in Czechoslovakia. The Rav of Prague, the noted Yehuda, Rabbi Yecheskel Landau, was a very bitter opponent of Chassidus. Very strong opponent of Chassidus. And except for those pockets that I have just outlined, Chassidus took over almost all of Eastern European Jewry. But the opponents of Chassidus thought initially that they would be able to snuff out the movement. They called the movement the Kat. Kat, taken again from the sect. And that was like taken from the idea that that's what they called Shapsai Svi's movement, the sect.